was
New York. After I lost the shachar. What?
That was clever.
And then there's a wedding. Somebody's getting married the night before. The bris. I think it's a lady you know or something. Very convenient. What?
By Eli Sheva, who made the bar mitzvah. Like the chassid.
Look at the drawers.
Louis.
That was very convenient.
Are they on?
Die gingen al die schachmen.
Ja, die is die schachmen. Ja.
Oh,
je
weet.
Oké.
Just to be like, yeah. There's a
chumash up here, right? Should be right here. Rebbe, right here. Rebbe, this one right here.
One right here?
Yeah.
Okay.
90s
of
Hoven.
End of the Hoven.
Okay. The end of the parasha, it says, Vayar, first. Yitzchak says to Yaakov, "Kum lech paden Aram, base of Esuel, avi imecha, v'kach lecha misham misham ibnos lavan achi imecha, v'kel shag yivoycha escha, v'yafrecha v'yarbecha v'yisali kalamin, v'yiten lecha es birkas Avram." Hashem will give you. Hashem, Yitzchak said to Yaakov, Hashem will give you the bracha of Avram. Lechol uzarcha itcha, l'rishtecha es eretz migurecha, asher nosen elikim l'Avram. Then it says that Esav saw that Yitzchak gave that bracha to Yaakov, and he sent him to Padan Aram to get a wife. When he gave him the bracha, and he commanded him. So there's a briskarav ala Torah over here, and he explains what's happening in these psukim. He says that he wants to explain this based on a vort that he heard from his father, from Reb Chaim. The Rambam says in Melachim, I found the words, Hamila, nitztave bo Avram vizaroi bilvan. Only Avram and his zaroi was commanded in Mila. Shenemar, because it says in Parashas Lech Lecha, ato vizaracho acharecha. You, Bizarachal Acharecha, Yotza Zaroi Shel Yishmol. And that's excluding Yishmol. How do we know that excludes Yishmol? He's also Zara Avram. Shenemar, Ki Bi Yitzchak Yikar Lecha Zar. V'yotza Esav. And how do we know that we exclude Esav? From this pasuk that I just read you. Shehare Yitzchak Amar Liyakul. V'yiten Lecha Es Birkas Avram. Lecha Ulzaracha. That Hashem's going to give you the bracha of Avraham for you and your children. So that shows Miklal Shehu Levado Zara Shel Avraham, that only he is the children of Avraham. Hamachzik Bidosoi Hayashara, who's continuing on the straight path of Avraham Avinu. Meaning, if I understand the Rambam correctly, because Hashem told Avram, I'm going to give you Eretz Migurecha to your children, Lazaracha. So what kind of business is Yitzchak telling that it's going to Yaakov? What happened to Esav? The answer is, because you are Zaracha. You are the Zera of Avram. So you see that Yitzchak was telling Yaakov right now, right here on this spot, you're the Zara of Avram, not your brother Esav. Okay. And you have a repeat of this Rambam in another place too. It's this, what I just quoted was in Melachim. But the Rambam has the same thing again in the Dorm. It says, what if a person says, I make a neder of koinam and I have an anah from Zara Shel Avram? Now he wants to know, can he have anah from an Arab? Or from a Ben Esav? So the Rambam says the same thing again. Yeah, it's mutter.
Where do you see that comes from the word Zara Shel Avram? Yitzchak has built a Zara Shel Avram.
to you, Yaakov. Okay. So meaning enar Esav, right? Like he's saying, you and your kids are going to get
some of your zera, not all of your zera.
This is one second. This is Yitzchak talking to Yaakov.
Right.
So he's telling Yaakov, Hashem's going to give it to you. And not right. That's what Rambam seems to be saying. So okay, that's the Rambam and Melachim, and he has the same thing in the Dar.
So the Bnei Keturah is just a special rebuy then.
Legabe Brismila, yeah. That's B.C. Hefer. Yeah. That's Mamash the order. That's how the Gemara speaks it out in Sanhedrin. Why don't if we say Yitzchak Bnei Keturah need a bris?
Right.
So the Gemara says, why? Didn't you just tell me be Yitzchak Velo be Yishmael? So the Gemara says, yeah, as B.C. Hefer, the Rabbis Bnei Keturah.
But not Bnei Yishmael.
Right. Okay. Yaakov.
Right, so the
mir
is not on the zarcha.
Okay, you mean lecha and not esav. Okay, yeah. In a chanami. Right, okay. I think you're right.
Because they're not zarcha.
No, I was just talking about how do you know from this that esav is not called zera of Avram.
We still don't see that.
So I'm trying to answer that. Because what he's saying, Hashem will give you to inherit Eretz Megurecha. Okay. Now, what did Hashem tell Avram? When Hashem talked to Avram, he told him that I'm giving Eretz Megurecha to Zaracha. So, now what business does Yitzchak have to interfere with Hashem's decree? If Hashem said it's going to Zarah Shel Avram, so that should include Esav.
Right.
So, obviously, Yitzchak is saying, I'm not interfering, you are Zarah Avram. Okay, and then we have the same thing in the Dorim that the Rambam goes through.
Saying that to who?
To Yaakov. He's saying, you're getting Eretz Yisrael, not your brother.
Okay.
I, Hashem, said I'm giving Eretz Yisrael to Avram Zer.
Right.
So you're his heir. That's what the Rambam is coming out. And the same thing in the Dorim. Okay, if Noidur Mizer Shal Avram, he goes the same psuk. He says, Yishmael wouldn't be a Zer Avram because it says, Be Yitzchaki Korel Chazara. And you also have Mutabanon Esav. Because of the pasuk v'yitan l'chas birkas Avram l'cha, like you only you and Ares. So the Mefarshim asked that the Rambam invented this pasuk here. This v'yitan l'cha es birkas Avram is nowhere to be found in Shas. I mean, it's in the Chumash. I know Chumash is a very good place. Yeah, but what I mean is like this: the Gemara asks the kasha already. The Gemara asked Akasha, why don't we say that Esav and his children need a bris milah? Because Hashem told Avram, all your children. Isn't Esav one of Avram's children?
So Esav was a mount?
Well, the Gemara, we'll get to that soon, but the Gemara says, B'nai Esav. Doesn't say Esav himself, actually.
Okay.
The Gemara
so
says, the children of Esav, till today, all of Esav's descendants, they should need a bris milah. They're children of Avram. So the Gemara says the famous answer, Ki bi Yitzchak ikar lechal zara. Bi Yitzchak, veloy kol Yitzchak. Right? So that's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara says that from that we see not all of Yitzchak, only in part of Yitzchak. And the Rambam traded the Gemara for his own pasuk. Okay? He said it's from here. So what's going on? Right? So this is Nishkenai Kasha. This is the Lecha Mishnah's Kasha on the spot. The Radvaz's Kasha. The Tshuva's Marit. Rav Chaim, they all said the same question. And they all said the same answer too. They said the answer is like this. Avada the Rambam agrees to the Gemara that the Drasha is Bi Yitzchak Velo Kol Yitzchak. So, but the Pshat is Azoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told... This is Hashem talking to Avram. Back, send away the son of the maidservant, right? And Yitzchak, ki be Yitzchak ikar lechazar. So Hashem told Avram, he's not going to be your zar. He will, Yitzchak. And Hashem told him right away, be Yitzchak, not even the whole Yitzchak. Part yeah, part no. But, which part? That Hashem didn't say. That's to be seen. It's got some of Yitzchak will be the Zara, and some won't. But who will it be? It could be Esav, it could be Yaakov. One yet, one no. So the whole time, it was up in the air. And nobody knew. Will it be him?
No,
will it be him?
It doesn't say Zarcha by Bris. It says,
I'm talking about when Hashem gave him the Eretz Yisrael over there in Lech Lecha. It said Zarcha there, yeah.
That's why you need this pasuk, because you need a Zarcha pasuk.
Okay.
It's two different drushes.
Well, one second. Are you answering? The Gemara says that
by
Bris Mila.
Right.
Oh, the Gemara holds that for Bris Mila you need Zarcha. Where is that from? How does the Gemara know that?
Yeah.
Let's see. It doesn't say anywhere. I thought it does say. Let's see. Let's look here. I think it's Zois Brisi Asher Tishmeru Beinu Beinechem Ubein Zarcha Acharecha. And also in Tes and Yud. Do you have it over there? Yud Zion, Perik Yud Zion. In Pasuk Tes, it already goes and says, Atas Perik Yud Zion, Pasuk Tes. Vayomer Elokim El Avraham, Atas Brisi Tishmeru Atam Zaracha Acharecha. And then also in Yud, it says, Zois Brisi Asher Tishmeru Beinecha Ubein Zaracha Acharecha. So you have it there. So, okay. So the whole time Hashem said be Yitzchak, but who will it be? They didn't know. So then finally, Yitzchak Avinu told Yaakov, right now, you're the one. That's it. He's out. He's out. You're in. So Memela, the Rambam isn't really arguing on the Gemara's drasha. The Rambam is fearing ice. Because the Gemara is saying just one and not all. But who will it be? So you need also Harambam Vihishlam Inyan. And he said which one it is. And so the Briskerov brings this down from his father of Chaim, and actually all of them were they're also the same answer. The Lechem Mishnah Radvaz, they all say the same answer.
Is there a Gemara that says, maybe off the topic, that Avram, that Yitzhak was good, tried to give him a bris, wanted to give him a bris?
Who?
Gemara, like they saw the same.
What? Who?
That Yitzhak was planted.
Yeah, we're going to get to that Medrash. Yeah. It's not a Gemara. It's a Medrash.
Yeah.
We're going to mamish get to there. We're going to mamish get to there. It's not a Gemara.
It's a
Medrash. So anyway, so the...
I have a question about Dostoevsky from last week's shiur.
Yeah, what is that?
He's mad at himself for the Keturah. What about that? The point is, we married Yishmael. We also have children
of Keturah.
Same class you just that the Matarits the Rambam with, that all these people are claiming.
Yeah.
So there, somebody makes a net about the Keturah. How would they answer that?
Well, I don't know what you mean. If he said what? A netter of Zera Avram?
From
Zera Avram.
Right. So I would imagine he is Mutter B'nei Keturah.
Why?
Because they were really only be Yitzchak and not be Yishmael, or Huadin B'nei Keturah. They're, you know, only Yitzchak, and they're just Chayv and Mila anyways because
special
of Hesbisi Hefer. But they're not
B'nei Avram.
Why
do
you have a special limit for Esav then?
Why? Again, why?
Have a special limit for Esav and not for B'nei Keturah.
Oh, how do you know who the limud should go on, you mean? How do you know that as Brisi Hefer, who should be included in it?
Yes, Rambam says that you learn from the Yitam Lecha. But without Yitam Lecha, you wouldn't know Esav either. So now my question
Well, that's because Hashem said before, some of Yitzchak and not all of Yitzchak. So we wouldn't know who it is. Hashem said, not all of Yitzchak's kids are going to be in. Some yes, some no. So we don't know between them. But as far as Yishmael, he's out. Anybody, that whole out, they're all out. Yeah, that includes exclude everybody of that generation. They can still be excluded. They're still right.
All of Avram's offspring are out, other than Yitzchak.
Right.
So some, not all. How do you know that doesn't include that? It's a limit to Ma'at Yishmael, and maybe
Oh, you mean between Yishmael B'nai Keturah? That's the Achronim asked. Then how do you know who should you include and disinclude over there? So there they say, because for sure it was coming to exclude Yishmael. That's what the story was on.
For sure.
Hashem said, send him away, send Yishmael away, because it's Yitzchak. So Hashem is for sure saying not Yishmael. Okay. So if you have to be marbid somebody, you'll be marbid B'nai Keturah. But they're still not Zara. They're still not Zera Avram. They're just a Rebu. Okay. So now, getting back to the Bris Kerav. So he just finishes up the Psukim. And he says, that is what happened. So at this point, Yitzchak picked out Yaakov. And therefore he said, so therefore, you're going to be the one that's going to be Zera Avram. So you bet you can't marry Benois Kanaan then. That was why he said, then you can't marry a Benois Kanaan. You can't marry like a guy, you know. You're going to have to marry somebody who's going to make Klal Yisrael. And that's why it keeps on connecting those things together. The same thing Esav saw. His father blessed Yaakov. Bevorcho osa, when he gave him the bracha, Vaitzavos of Leimar, Losikachish Benois Kanaan. Because that goes together. Now that you're going to be Klal Yisrael, you can't marry someone from Kanaan.
If Avram didn't want Yitzchak to marry, Yaakov shouldn't marry a
Kanani. Well, he didn't. Yaakov didn't marry a Kanani. He married Laban's.
But we need
family.
A potzuk to say that?
Well, why not? I'm saying Yitzchak told Yaakov, I don't want you marrying someone from Kanan.
Now he's saying, but if Avram already told that to Yitzchak, isn't that a question? Yaakov should marry from Yitzchak.
Well,
he didn't know that he was going to be the
right, until now it was.
So
right, in words, until now, he might not be the one, and Esau would be the one, then you can marry Kanan. And he won't marry Kanaan. So he says, now you're in. You're not. You're the one that can't marry the Kanaan. And then he says it also in the Haftarah very nicely. He says, in the Haftarah it says, Ahavti eschem amar Hashem. Va'amartem ba'ma ehavtanu. In what way have you loved us? Halo och Esav liYaakov. Isn't Esav and Yaakov brothers? Nu'um Hashem. Okay. So then it says, but Hashem says they are brothers. But Ohavis Yaakov, but I love Yaakov. Es Esav Sanesi. He says what's going on over here is this thing. It's saying we're brothers. We're really Haloch Yaakov LeEsav. We're brothers. Either of us could have been in. But Lamaisa, Hashem loved Yaakov, so he was Machzik Bedarkoi, like an Esav Sanesi. So he got out. That's what he says.
This all drives with the this all blends together with the whole. Leah,
Rachel,
and Leah being a nine Rachel. So why was she? Why is she?
Oh, you mean
because she was on the original
plan for Esav? Because
right,
he could have gone either way. Like
either way.
Okay.
So it's
just right. Well, okay, that we'll get to. What could have been both? The Shagas Aryeh. Okay, we'll get to it in a minute. I'll say the Shagas Aryeh. I just don't want to go out of the right order. Baba talks about it can be both. So anyway, the question, I believe, is still not 100% answered. Rav Chaim and all these Acharonim answered it nicely, that the Rambam and the Gemara are not astira. They're one finishing up for the other. Still bothers me that the Rambam only wrote the end and didn't write the beginning. Should have wrote the whole thing out. You should start at the start and end at the end. Say, it says B'Yitzchak. So from there we know it's one and not the other. And Lamaisa picked out this one as it says. But why does he only say his own shtickle? Well, he should also say the Gemara's part. So for this, I want to add on to make it more good. Because there's a very nice kasha that the Marsha brings in the name of the Mizrahi. He says, Akasha. Mizrahi has a kasha. Ki bi Yitzchak. So the Gemara uses the beis to say part, like not all. In fact, the Mizrahi is steer from a different Gemara. The Gemara says that when you want a dayan, when you want dayanim to sit on a bezdin for a chalitza, the father and mother have to be ben yidin straight, not gay. Why? Because since it says v'nikra shmoi bi Yisrael beis chalitza nal, bi you have to be entirely Yisrael from all the zaitin, from the father, from the mother. So, for Mizrahi, you're going the opposite on this base. There, you're making the base to mean not all the way, and here you're going the opposite way.
Well,
Oh, you right. The Gemara says sometimes like you have to go by the Svar Chitzoina and whatever it would have been. Okay. So the Chamra V'chai, which is a safer, like sort of like Shita Mekubetzis on Sanhedrin, has this question there. And he brings the Magia on the Chamra V'chai, not like the now Magia, the one who, from whenever then, says, I have a teretz. He says, that isn't the way to read the Gemara. Everyone reads the Gemara that it's a drasha. Be Yitzchak, part and not all. He says, I want to read the Gemara differently. Be Yitzchak means only if you're totally into Yitzchak. Then you are called Yitzchak's child. But if you aren't, meaning the Gemara is saying the concept of the Rambam, that the Rambam says, you know what's called the children of Yitzchak? If you're machzik bedarkoi, and that's called be Yitzchak, right? But if you don't listen to Yitzchak and you're not bit kulei kulei doik be Yitzchak, then you're not Yitzchak's child. That's the pshat. So really, it's the same as in Yevamos. The beis always means kulei. So here the kula means dove kula. And he says, how do I know that I'm right? Because I found this pshat in the Medrash Shecher Toiv. That's the Medrash of Tehillim. Medrash Tehillim. And here I have it written down. Amar Abba Lazar. Ki be Yitzchak yikar lechazar. Kol mishahu b'shem Yitzchak ilomis. If you're in the name of Yitzchak entirely, harehu ki Yitzchak, then he's like Yitzchak. Shenemar ki be Yitzchak. So he said it the Medrash Tehillim gives you that derech to learn it. So maybe that's how he explains it. Oh. So now, based on this, it comes out like this. The Rambam and the Gemara are not this one started it and that one ended it. They're both saying the same vart. They're saying that in order to be the child of Yitzchak, you have to be a fully connected with Yitzchak. The difference is that the Gemara says we see it from the beis, and the Rambam says you see it from what Yitzchak told his son. He said, you're in and he's out. And that must be because he understood that the idea of Zaracha means the one who's going following in the way. Now, the Gemara is the real source. Because how did Yitzchak himself know that? Right? How did Yitzchak know that it means going in the ways? Perhaps Hashem meant any biological child. So of course, Yitzchak himself knew it because of the base, because the Be Yitzchak. But why didn't the Rambam bring that? That's the sheet of the Rambam in Gantz Rambam. I have already a Klal Gadol in the Rambam. If you go through many places, the Rambam does not write the limud where the source is from. He finds you where it is the most clear in the simple pasuk. Meaning, it's way more beferish in the pasuk here that Yitzchak told his son, you're in, you don't need any bases, right? Now, the Rambam wants the meferish of pasuk. The Gemara is not looking for the Beferish Pasuk. The Gemara is looking, where is the source? From where did Yitzchak know it from? So the Yitzchak, he got it from the base. It's all over Rambam, you'll see that. He doesn't bring you where the Gemara got it from. Why? Because the Gemara is saying, this is the place which forces us to make the limud. Now the Rambam says, okay, fine, that's the limud. Where, now that we know the limud, where does it say this anywhere in the Torah Beferish? That's what he does. Okay, so that's the pshat. So now, I want to say a big nafkamina. Yeah.
So, if the Torah says it beferish, what do I need to lean
on? If the Torah says it beferish, oh, because Yitzchak had to know from somewhere, though. In other words, right, Yitzchak, it's true, Yitzchak told Yaakov, you're in, and Esav is out. Who told Yitzchak that? He made that up. The answer is because he knows what Hashem told Avram. Hashem told Avram, only be Yitzchak, only people that are totally in. So that's how he knew it. So now the thing is like this. The Shaila is, Rabbeinu Yoina says that there's a medrash that Esav got a bris. Rabbeinu Yoina on Masechet Sanhedrin. Perish Rabbeinu Yoina, the Rishon Rabbeinu Yoina. And here I'll just say over the medrash that he brings. It's a medrash Tanchuma. Imloy dam sanesa v'dam yiradefcha. What dam are we referring to? Rabbeinu Omrim zed dam hamila. Shemoshach loy arla. That he hated the mila. Esav hated that mila that they gave him. So he was moshach lo arla. So we see, says Rabbeinu Yoina, from this Medrash Tanchuma, that they gave him a bris. So frick the Medrash Tanchuma, why in the world did Yaakov Yitzchak give him a bris? The Gemara says, be Yitzchak, v'lo kol Yitzchak.
He didn't know yet. Right.
He says your answer. And for Rabbeinu Yoina, what you said, because he didn't know yet who will be in and who will be out. Right. So Mimela, he gave him a bris just in case. Because he might be in.
Without a bris.
Yeah. Well, if he did them both on the eighth day, Yaakov and Esav, he can make a bracha because someone's in.
Oh,
that's
a shah making a bracha.
Oh, that's twins, true. Right. Oh, well, twins, right here. You get it there. Okay. So, that's, and the Shagas Aryeh thought of this himself. Says the same thing, that they probably gave him a risk because they weren't sure at that time. Now, it turns out at the end, that he turned out that he wasn't in. It really was. Yitzchak was in. Yaakov was in and Esav was out. So, that is all true according to the regular Pshat of the Gemara. That Hashem told Avraham Avinu from back then. One's in and one's out. So, according to that, everyone's a gamble. Who's in, who's out, we don't know. Everybody's a suffix. However, if you go with the pshat of the Chamer of Achaye, then the bays didn't mean one's in, one's out. The bays just meant, if you want to be accounted for a Zar Shal Avram, you got to be Dovak.
So they're both Dovak.
Right? Until you're knocked out, you're in. So then the bris is Mitam Varai. That should be the Nafkamina between the two pshatim. Was Esav getting a bris mitam safik, or was Esav getting a bris mitam varei?
So same thing by Yaakov.
Same thing by Yaakov, right. Sure. Yeah, just that he ended up being varei. Okay, so now, after we get this straight, that it comes out this...
The other measure is not really important.
See, what's that?
The other measure is probably not that...
What other
one? When she was with Tsar, because they went by everybody, Zara, he's...
Oh yeah, you mean you can't use that to paskin, right? You can't use a psak.
He's not a gadol yet,
right?
Yeah,
it's not enough to pass. Yeah, right. Oh, so now we'll get to the next part. The da zakenim. This is the medrash that you were talking about. Da zakenim on the parsha mibalei atayisvis. Kasuv b'medrash. Kishara yitzchak shahaya esav admoini. He saw that he's red, right? That his skin is red. Right on the spot, right here in Toldos, so he saw that Esav was Admoini. Omar, he said, "Oi, Adayin loy nivla badoma. His blood hasn't yet settled. V'lo yotza Yitzchak lemoiloi. So Yitzchak didn't want to give him a bris because there's a Gemara in Shabbos that if a kid has red skin and he has his blood problem, you were not allowed to give a bris. So he said, I'm not giving a bris." Achar she'avar shana ushnasayim, a year or two passed, and Ro Yitzchak adayin Esav admoini. Oh, so he said, see, that's just how he looks. Nothing wrong with him, that's just how he looks. So then Yitzchak said, even though there's no sakone now, Yitzchak said, look, I already missed 8 days anyways. So I missed the 8th day, let's wait till bar mitzvah, just like Yishmael, my brother. And then he became bar mitzvah, and Esav said, nothing doing. And that was it, and he never got a bris. Okay, so this medrash scrolls that he didn't get a bris. So the big kasha is, what kind of svara is Yitzchak doing over here? What's that? Right, in everything. How could you wait?
Mitzvah essay. We got the reason.
What?
Can't give
oh, well, what do you mean?
It can't be that he just said, okay, I think I'll
no, of course not. It must have been.
If it's not a bris, so then it's chaybus, it's us.
Okay, so
if he's
mesuk, okay, so there, like this, he obviously said something. He said there's some kind of inyan that I should wait till 13 because my brother Yishmael had it at 13. So he thought there's something special about waiting till 13. But the question, I mean, I don't know all the inyanim. There's obviously deeper. I don't know the deep stuff. Yeah, he said Yishmael got it 13. There's something special about 13, so I'm gonna wait. If you missed 8, the next good day is 13. But if it's a halacha, you can't go with like inyanim and stuff. I mean, so it's really a big machlokes in the paiskim. If you're allowed to delay a bris, you know, is it mamash iser gomer? If let's say a kid, if a child is I'm not talking about the 8th day, of course. If you're the 8th day, you have to. It's in the Torah. You missed the 8th day. You're up to the 9th day. So now, are you mechuyev mi deraisa to do it on the 9th? So there's a famous tshuva from the name of Yehuda, and he just writes, it's not nice, and it's meguna, and it's, why are you waiting for? Just not, you know, but he doesn't sound like at all so realistic. But on the other hand, they say there's a deek from the Rambam that it's not a realistic. Because the Rambam only says that once your bar mitzvah, if the person didn't have a bris, every day he waits as an esek. Diuk, that when he's a baby, until he's bar mitzvah, it's just a father, it doesn't sound like it's really a real iser. That might be where the Nevi Yehuda got it from. But in the Darkei Moshe, in the Torah, he says, kosef ha-kolboy, that every day the father waits is an esek.
I mean, look at the whole story about Moshe, you know.
Oh, you mean waiting, and you see that there's a
I mean, that's
day 8.
That was
well, yeah, but well, I'm saying, but that's
you for sure. It's not mahuder to wait. No one is going to say it's good to wait. Everyone, but the question is, it's like a din or an inyan. If it's an inyan, so then it's much easier to deal with. So Yitzchak had some other inyan why he thought it's good to wait. But if it's a din, so how did he wait? So now the cheshbin I once said. I said this. Good few years ago, one Tuesday night, I said a cheshbon like this, that maybe it wasn't a real chiyuv gomer here, because everything was a suffix, right? Now, what's a din on a suffix? So we know the Rambam Shita is that suffix is lakula.
Chavala. So if you have chavala, that's a losa.
Okay. Well, I mean, obviously, you see he was going to do it. So it wasn't really a problem of Chalvola.
It's a tail.
Right. Uh-huh. But, I mean, just like any kid who's a Suffolk, you give him a bris. You don't say Chalvola, you know. But...
And the Suffolk is because he's red? Because,
why? No, because we don't know who's the child. The Yitzchak Hashem already had said, only one of your kids. That's what Rabbi Yonah said. Rabbi Yonah said when he gave a bris to Esav, he didn't know if there was any purpose. Because he might not be the one.
Yeah, the 13 was okay.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I'll give it to him at 13.
Yeah.
Why isn't it any better?
Because we're talking about he for sure. Oh, you want to say that's maybe why he wanted to wait.
Yeah,
he said he'll already wait to see how he behaves when he's 13.
But you see he wanted it at 13. And never,
he still wanted
said,
to do
no,
it.
To
yeah, that, right.
It's not that he said.
You mean, he didn't say he wasn't doing it.
Right.
So you see, it wasn't that.
It wasn't
that. Right. It says in the Medrash clearly, the reason he wanted to wait is because Yishmael had one at 13, so he should also have one at 13. I mean, that's what it says the reason.
Maybe he's thinking that that's, in other words, the same way he had at 8 and Yishmael had at 13. Maybe
that is what it sounds like.
Right.
He's thinking that. I don't know the depth of that. Why does he think that? But that somehow he understood
there's
that
precedence.
That's something like that.
Could be that the bris is generally done in the early morning, right? So did not become a Russia till later on. We went to kill the people, kill Nimrod and whatever.
Yeah, did that when he was 15.
At the time when Yitzchak wanted to make the bris, he was still kosher.
You didn't do those
That's
things,
it
right?
Like.
It says that Avraham Avinu died before
the
Torah, right?
The Torah. I see Yitzchak, so we came clear afterwards.
So, okay, really we said before that he only really took him out after the brachas, way later. He was waiting because he could do tshuva, I guess. Okay, so anyway, if you say that was only a suffix, the whole bris, so then, me'igar din mamish, if you go like the Rambam, suffix l'kula. And even if you go, like the other Rishayin in the Rashba, that it's mamash, you have to go l'chumran asafek. But it says in the Prima Godim, in the Psicha, that the Rashba only applies to a Jew has to be machmer misafek, not a goy. Because the makor of going l'chumr by a safek, it says in the Rashba, is from Asham Talui. So it's not a svara. You learn it from Asham Talui. So a yid has a limud that he has to be machmer by a safek. A goy doesn't have a limud from Asham Talui, so a goy is allowed to be mekel in a safek. So memela meikra din mamish, he didn't really have to give a bris to Esav. So memela he can make cheshbonis. He can make cheshbonis. That was the svar we said at that time.
And I know Esav was a guy.
He didn't know if he is or he's not, right? He might be the chayv, he might be the pater.
So the
tzaddik
is a Jew.
It's a safek.
It's a safek.
Right. So we just said that. So according to the Rambam, safek is lekula.
Okay.
And even like the Rashba, the Prima Gaon says that's only by a yid.
But a
ben noach. No, I'm saying before the Torah was given. Whether the Torah is given, everyone is a ben noach. Even the yid is a ben noach. Everyone's a ben noach until. So there was no chiyuv Hashem Tali in those days. So memela, okay. But we remained with the question: what do you do if you go with the other pshat? Because if you go with the other pshat, that Yitzchak and Esav were varai in, they both were in the mitzvah mitam vadai. So then, how did he wait? Because they were both dovik in the meantime, and no one was excluded. So that question we asked last time. So now I'm picking up to try to answer that question. I want to answer it al pi me'iri. The me'iri is in Rosh Hashanah on the Avav Amid Beis. It says over there that there's a certain amount of time that you, if you are noider a carbon, you have 3 regalim to bring the carbon, right? After that, it's bal ta'achar. You have 3 regalim within which time you bring the carbon. Then when it's past Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, it's a loisa say, loisa acher l'shamay, right? And then the Gemara says, that's the same for many things, for truma and this and that, and it has a whole lot of things, all these things. Then the Gemara says, and if you were oiver bal ta'acher, b'chol yoim v'yoim oiver b'bal ta'acher. Each and every day he delays. You shouldn't say, all right, I missed it, I was already oiver bal ta'acher, now I have the rest of my life again. No. B'chol yoim v'yoim, I think it's maybe Rava says that. So the Me'iri asks a question. He says, why is it that every day that he delays, it's another Baal Ta'achir? My Shna, that there's a Gemara in Bar Mitzia, that there's a law of paying a worker late. Lo yisav olav ha-shemesh. And there it says in the Gemara that if you already broke it and you were over on it, you're not over ever again. Hey, you're late. You're late. You're late for one time. He says, why wouldn't you be over every day there too? Mashna. So the Miri answers, because by a worker, the whole rest of the whole time is one chaticha achas, because you should pay him every second. So there's no new ichar. Mashenkin, by a carbon, every night you can't bring the carbon. So memela, it starts again tomorrow. So it's anocha icher. That's the Teretz he gives. So over there, who is it that makes the tzushtel?
It's the same thing by Bris, because he was the knife.
Oh, exactly. Who says it? The Gilyone Ashas, Rabbi Yosef Engel. He didn't quote the Miri. He didn't even probably have a Miri. He thought of the same Teretz himself. He says, Mistama, the reason why you're over every day is because every night you can't bring a carbon. It's a new thing. So he says, based on this, he says, I want to explain that Rambam that we mentioned. The Rambam said that if you're over bar mitzvah, you must do a bris, and each and every day you get another aveir. Why did the Rambam say each and every day? Well, what's each and every day? He says, the pshat is the same thing, because you can't do a bris at night. And memela, every day comes another mitzvah to do it, and again you're over. He wants to use the same idea over there. So now that we heard that, so I want to say the following thing. Where, the Gemara says, where does it say that you have to do a bris in a day? So there's a Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Beis, Uben Shmoinas Yomim Yimolachem Kol Zocher. It's a pasuk in Lech Lecha. Uben Shmoinas Yomim Yimol. 8th day, not at night. However, in Megillah, we're going to have it in another few lines, in Mirtz Hashem, the Gemara says, Minala, Uvayim Hashmini. So all Rishayim ask, Tosfos, Rosh, Rashba, Ritva, which pasuk is it? So the Rosh, Rashba, and Ritva answer, depends. You need two pesukim. Mila bizmana, if it's talking about the 8th, that you should do it the 8th and not oil the 8th and not the night before, that's Uben Shemaynas Yamin. That you talk to learn from Uben Shemaynas Yamin. But how about if you're already past Zmana? How do you know that it's also B'yayim and Apalayla? That taka you know from Uvayoyim Hashmini Yimol. Why? Because there's a Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Ayin Beis that Uvayoyim L'Rabbis Mila Shalai Bizman. So that's why you need both. Okay?
Even though B'yayim Hashmini tells you Shabbos, it's tight to
thing. Well, the Gemara... the Gemara says something. One second, I'm trying to remember how that works. The Gemara says like this. Yeah, the Gemara says, Yoim Hashmini tells you Afilu B'Shabbos. Uvayoim is to tell you that even though if it's Shalom Yisman, it should be in the day. Okay, so it comes out like this. That there's two sources for Mila in the day. One is Ben Shmonas Yamin, but that only says don't do it the night before the 8th. But after that, you don't know. And the rest of the nights, you learn out from Uvayoy Mashmini. Okay? So now, I want to say a cheshbon like this. Until the Torah was given, Atazeh, exactly. Until the Torah was given, were you allowed to do a bris at night? So I want to say, yes, you couldn't do a bris before the first night. But once you got to the 8th day, you were allowed to go straight in a row, right? Because you didn't yet say the pasuk of Uvayoyim Hashmini. Very good. So I just want to answer something on the way. Because there's a famous Rashi in Parshas Boy. Rashi says that the Jews, some of them, Moshe Rabbeinu said, you cannot have a Korban Pesach if you have a Bris Milah. Right? So not everyone did it. And then it came the night of Pesach. And then they smelled the reich of the carbon, and they said, we want to eat the carbon Pesach. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, but you need a bris milah. So Rashi says, at night, they got a bris. All those yidin, it's in Parshas Boy. Klal Yisrael, Rashi brings in Parshas Boy. So the maskil David over there, and the chidusha briskura of Alat Torah say, a bris at night? A bris at night is possible. How do you do a bris at night? But according to this cheshbin, yeah, it's beautiful. Because until the Torah was given, you only excluded the first night. But once you were ready by the day, you were allowed to do it at night until the Torah was given. So Mimela, the Cheshbin is that in those days, you didn't get an Aveir each and every day. Because the whole thing of each and every day is according to the Gilui Neshas, because there's a Hefsek of nights. But in those days, you could go in a row, so it's like Kovish Schar Socher, you don't. So therefore, you didn't have to make the cheshbin, even if it was a vada chiyuv, you could postpone it. Okay, that's a geschmack. I like that shot. Okay, so now we still have a little time. Good. So I'll say one more little thing about this: that there is another point that the Chemdas Yisrael points out. That's the Kli Chemda. He says. There's a famous marsha that says in Masechet Nedarim that a goy has to even be, from the Mizrahi. A goy has to even be moiser nefesh to keep his mitzvahs. Because only a yid has a heter of a chai bohen. But a goy even has to be moiser nefesh. And therefore the marsha says that it's really, you have to understand the whole sugya there. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't give a bris to my son on the journey, you know, to Mitzrayim, because it might be a sakana. Doesn't matter. Ben Noyach has to do it even if there is a sakana.
Well, it's possible. Yeah, that we find the halacha says, not because of sakana, because
Oh, you mean there's some kind of like din in Hilchas Mila that you don't do it when it's a sakana here? Okay, I don't remember what he answers. So the Chemdas Yisrael says, based on that Yisoid, he's going with the Yisoid, not with any answers. He's going that, Lamaise, you really have to do a sakana for a bris by a ben noach. So how do you understand this medrash? Why did Yitzchak say he's not giving a bris to his son Esav because he's admoini, because it's a sakana? But I thought the Marsha said that Moshe Rabbeinu has to give a bris to his son even if it's a sakana. So if Moshe Rabbeinu has to do it for his son, so Yitzchak has to do it for his son. What's the difference between them?
Maybe Yisrael has a siman
that
there's something that
he's
going to be
read. So you mean the words are because of the Gemara and Shabbos. That's okay. So the Chendas Yisrael uses the Rabbeinu Yaina. He says...
Every ben noach is chayv in a bris before... Rabbi's saying you're chayv in a bris. There's no heter of sakana. That means... But Rabbi's saying ben noach is chayv.
Well, not, in one second. Not any ben
noach.
Moshe Rabbeinu, because he's from Avram.
Zer Avram.
And Zer Avram, you know, Zer Avram.
Zer Avram before Matan Torah is ben noach.
Like it says in the Chumash, Kamosha calls about Torah, Zarachach, Recha, everyone. Avram. So they all had to do a bris. So he uses the Rabbeinu Yaina. He says, being that was only a suffix in the first place, if he should give a bris to Esav, so that already you can't do. You don't do a, you don't put him in a danger if it's might die only for a for sure mitzvah. So that's only again. That's why I'm bringing it up in this shmuz. That's only again if it's a suffix. But what if you say it's a vaday? So I want to say another teretz, a very nice teretz. Teretz is like this. The whole world is tameya on this Marshan Mizrahi, that they are keneged a Gemara Mefureshes at the end of Perek Ben Soirer. The Gemara says black on white, and it's Paskin in the Rambam, that a guy does not have to give up his life for the Shav Mitzvah B'nei Noach. So what's pshat over here? Tosis asks, a guy doesn't have a chayv Bohem. So he says, Misvar, a guy doesn't have to give up his life. So Tosis says, so why don't we say Yid is Misvar? So Tosis says, you're right, we would have said Yid is Misvar, but since he has Yehorg Val Yavar, Salka Daitach, we would have learned out from there. So V'chai Bohem puts it back. But anyways, whatever it is, the Gemara says the guy doesn't have to give up his life. What's going on over here? So I saw a very good teretz from the Sefer Mishnas Pikuach Nefesh. He says, the Marsha is not talking about a real 50-50 danger, or I don't know the numbers exactly. When it's a real putting yourself, avada. The Marsha is talking about, there could be, you know, sometimes this is dangerous. So over there, a yid has a v'chai b'hem, any sakana, you're allowed to break the Torah for a slight sakana. It's already called pikuach nefesh. You don't have to get up to 50-50 or anything, chas v'shalom, even if it's a little. A guy, he doesn't have that. If it's a little dangerous, he's going to have to do it. So the Marshal says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I don't want to give a bris to my baby because I have to go on a journey. What it means that 50-50, if you give a bris to a baby and you go on a journey, he's going to die? No, that's not the pshat. It's dangerous. So the Marshal says that Goy doesn't have a heter for that. Oh, so Ebezoi, the whole kash is miyushev. By the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's just going on a journey. So he over there, the Marshal says, you can't take that in account if you're Ben Noach. Here, he thought something's wrong. He's sick. He's got a blood problem. It's a real sakana. And over there, he's allowed. Okay, that's the shot. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. I need a bracha that we should have good traffic tomorrow.
Oh, you'll have good traffic?
Good for me.
I'm not going to ask when you're leaving.
No, we're leaving a little after 10. A little after 10 a.m.
Earlier the better. The afternoon is supposed to be warm.
Oh, me.
Liquid is? They say after
liquid, yeah.
Give yourself at least 5 hours.
Okay, we have 5 hours.
I'll take a little bit of 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 a little bit of
You have any fires?
You want to talk to us something?
You have any fires?
If you let me, if you don't want me to,
I'll call you on the phone.
Are you going to talk to me?
I'll call you on the phone.
I don't have a phone.
Oh, I need a couple of
money. Take them all, because I only buy them. I just for you. I want them.